Okay, we're on. We're up to Mem Hema Beis. Today's daf is daf Mem Vav. Mem Hema Beis, but towards the bottom of the Amud, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Says the Gemara. We were just talking about what happens after the hakafas of the Mizbeach. So once we're talking about... so now we're talking about brachos in general. We spoke about the brachos 2 days ago on a minog. So now we talk about the brachos on lulav and sukkah throughout the yantif. And we get to other discussions of hilchos brachos as well. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. The Gemara is going to quote three opinions now related to how often you make a brachos leil sheba sukkah and how often you make a bracha of anatilas lulav. So Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, sheet number one, lulav shiva v'sukkah yom echad. Lulav, you say a bracha of al natilas lulav all 7 days of Sukkot, and sukkah yom echad, but leishi basukkah you only say on the first day. And even though you have a zeichel mikdash all the day, still you don't say a bracha every day. My time, why? What's the difference between sukkah and lulav? Lulav de mifsiki leilos miyamim, a lulav which has a hefsik between days and nights. You can only shake lulav by day, so at night that's a hefsik, and therefore that's a break from the previous bracha. So kol yom mitzvah babi nafshehu. And the fact that you don't shake it at night is shows us that really each day is a separate mitzvah. Sukkah, and even though the first day is the only one that's da'oraisa and the rest is rabbanan, still all the other mitzvahs, all the other days are connected to the first day. Sukkah de lo mifsiki leilos miyamim kulu shiva kia chachad yom arech tadami. But by sukkah, where there's no break, day and night, 24/7, you have to sit in the sukkah. So when it comes to that, so it's as if it's one long day. Obviously, it's not exactly one long day for all halachas, but in terms of the chiyuv of sukkah, it is considered one long day, and therefore you only make a bracha once, leishiva sukkah, and that covers you. Sukkah yom echad. You make a bracha once, and that covers you. Masha'en kei malulav, you make a bracha every single day. Interesting, the Magen Avraham, the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos, in Tav Tzadik Daled, points out, what about Birchas HaTorah? Let's say somebody learns all night. So this is, you have to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So we really, Paskin is a Suffolk. That's why Shavuos morning, we generally try to hear from others the Birchas HaTorah. But he says, really, it should be like this svara of lo mifsiki leilos miyamim. There's never a chiyuv to stop. If you go to sleep, maybe that breaks it. But if you're up all night learning, maybe it should be lo mifsiki leilos miyamim. The chiyuv, there's one constant chiyuv. And even if you go to sleep, like by sukkah, let's say you go to sleep in between, the chiyuv has never stopped day and night. So why don't you say that you do not make a new Birchas HaTorah, similar to the Svara. So I saw some Achronim answer, I'll be an idea found in a number of Achronim. It's found in the Birka Yosef, it's found in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and that is, there are two Chiyuvim when it comes to Talmud Torah. There's one Chiyuv to learn, one Chiyuv Lomod, and there's another Chiyuv of Amelus, the Hagisa Vayom of Alayla, and that's from the Pesukim in Sefer Yehoshua. That Chiyuv of learning every second, so that can be constant. But the chiyuv of Amelus has to be a different chiyuv every day, because you're going to have to go to sleep in order to have more strength, in order to have more Amelus. So even if you want to say that mitzad, the part of the chiyuv of learning just per se every day, that continues, but regarding the chiyuv of Amelus in Torah, so that's definitely new every day. And at least regarding that, a new bracha would be required. So that is an answer to how you get out of the Magen Avraham's issue. So that is the sheet of Shmuel. Lulav every day and sukkah one day. So obviously we don't pass in that like that. Rav Rachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, second opinion. Rav Rachana quotes Rabbi Yochanan. Sukkah shiva v'lulav yom echad. The opposite opinion. Sukkah, you make a bracha leiv sheva sukkah all 7 days. And lulav one day. Lulav only the first day. My time of why? Sukkah de oraisa shiva. Sukkah, which is a mitzvah de oraisa every single day. You make the bracha lefeshi basukah every day. Lulav derabanan sagili b'chad yoma. Lulav, which is only derabanan the other 6 days, so therefore one bracha suffices on the first day. This Tana seems to hold, as we're going to talk about later on the next Amud, and that is, maybe you don't make a bracha on Mitzvah derabanan, according to this opinion. Maybe there are no brachas on Mitzvah derabanan, and therefore, since there is the rest of the days are derabanan, you don't make a bracha. Or maybe you could say maybe you do make a bracha, but here it's included in the first day. Either one, we say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shleishah Basukah is all 7 days, and lulav is only one day. And finally, Ki Yatzei Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and the third opinion, Rav according to Rabbi Yochanan says, Echadzev Echadzev Shiva. Really, both Lulav and Sukkah, you make a bracha each day of Sukkis, Lei Sheva Sukkah, which is what we paskin. And Amar Rav Yosef, Nekodar Rav Echana Biyadach, Tekul Amar Ekaimi Kavase. Rav Yosef says, go like the second opinion regarding Sukkah, that you make a bracha of Sukkah of all 7 days, because that's what everybody holds. So the Rishonim may ask, but what about the other half of the statement? Wouldn't it have been better to say go like Rabbi Yochanan, because we go like Rabbi Yochanan? Okay, either way, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, the third opinion, that we make a bracha of Leishiva Sukkah and a bracha of Anatilas Lulav all 7 days, even though it's Drabanan, even though you make it a bracha the first day. Tosis points out, Echazev Echazev Shiva. Tosis says, even though the Maisa we paskin both are seven, they're not exactly the same. Ein Sukkah v'lulav shavin lebracha. We know that Leishi v'sukkah and Etilas Lulav are not exactly equal regarding the bracha. Da'al lulav ein mevarech ela pamachas v'yom. Because we know when it comes to lulav, you only make a one bracha. The Meiri points out, even the Anshe Yerushalayim, who we had earlier on Daf Mem Aleph, who took their lulav and esrogs all day wherever they went, they didn't make a bracha every time they picked it up. They made a bracha only once in the morning. Once in the morning before the first time they picked it up. Aval sukkah. So even the lulav and sukkah you do all 7 days, but there's still a difference. Lulav is only once a day bracha. Aval sukkah kalemas the nichnas law kadesha yochal v'yishtev v'yishan tosa shita. But sukkah, anytime you go in there to eat or drink or sleep, afilu eser pa'amim bayom, even 10 times a day, mevarech al kol achas va'achas, you make a bracha each time you go into the sukkah to eat or to drink or to sleep, according to Tosfos. Midi d'havia tefillin, similar to tefillin, says Tosfos. Sukkah is like tefillin, called manshe benichad. If you put a tefillin on 6 times a day, so you make a separate bracha each time, at least l'haniach. But you make a separate bracha each time. V'hayinu taima, so what's the reason? Why is it that by sukkah and by tefillin you make a bracha each time you put them on, even many times a day, while by lulav only once a day? So Tosfos says, v'hayinu taima de sukkah, di misraim alei sudasa lo efshel lamechal chutz l'sukkah. The chiyuv of sukkah, the chiyuv of sukkah never stops. Anytime you want to eat, you're going to have to eat it in the sukkah. Ava bishakfar ochal bo bayom basukkah. Anytime you want to eat in the sukkah, you have to eat it again. V'chein betfillin. Kol hayom mitzvasan sheyehe munachin barosho bizroa. All day there's a mitzvah that tefillin on you. Ava lulav einikar mitzvas ela pamachas bayom. V'kitakam rina mida'agbe nafik bay. The reason is because when are you yotze your chiyuv? The chiyuv of sukkah and sukkah and tefillin continue. Because every second you want to eat, or every second you have a chiyuv to wear tefillin. Masha Inkain when it comes to lulav. That is Shita's Tosas, that there's still a chiluk between lulav and sukkah.
So, if one were to wear tefillin all day, every time you have a hesach hadas, you have to make a new bracha.
Oh, so what about a hesach hadas? We'll get to the hesach hadas and tefillin on the next amud. But let's say at least when you take them off. See, at least when you take off your tefillin and put it back on, so that that would require a new bracha. That is, for example, the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to talk about talus later, but the Shulchan Aruch talks about tefillin. Let's say you go to the bathroom. If you take off your tefillin to go to the bathroom. So do you make a new bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say yes. You say yes, because that is a hefzik. It's going to be Mefurish Gemara on the next Amud. But we're going to talk about whether the same thing applies to tefillin and whether the same thing applies bizman hazeh to our bathrooms, as we will talk about. Okay, that is Tosfos. The Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, in Parshas Bo, discusses the chiv of tefillin kol hayom, which Tosfos brought up here, the chiv of tefillin kol hayom. Because as we know, we don't wear tefillin all day. The Prima Gadim as a suffix is that chiv to wear tefillin kol hayom d'oraisa d'rabanan. Right, when the Gemara says chiv to wear tefillin is kol hayom, is that 1 second d'oraisa, d'rabanan, or mamshikrit, or is it all d'oraisa? The chiv of tefillin, there's no shear given. It's one of those mitzvahs in the Torah where there is no shear given. So do you say that it is da'oraisa all day? So the Rav Asher Weiss says, "Ube'emes yish lo tamua l'divrei omer d'min haTorah mitzvahs kol hayom." How could you say that it's da'oraisa all day? Why? Hech mavalin mitzvah zeishal Torah mishum delafamim lo yizaru b'gufnakiyo b'hazachadas. Why don't we wear tefillin all day today? Because we say we're not on the level of wearing tefillin. We're not going to concentrate all day. If it's a mitzvah da'oraisa, since when do we have excuses? We can't do this mitzvah because we're not on that level. When do we have that? There is one day, Reb Chaim HaKohen in Tosfos, the end of Ksubis, who said it's hard to live in Eretz Yisrael because of Trumus and Maestris and so many halachas, besides the issue of Sakana. So he says, that's why you don't have to do that mitzvah. But we generally don't assume like that. The Achronim on Shulchan Aruch assume that we don't pass on like that, Reb Chaim. Just because the mitzvah is difficult doesn't mean you have a patur to get out of it. That's not an excuse. So what's going on here? If there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to wear tefillin kol hayom, so then how could we say just because we're mevatlin zeh? V'yachshish koch v'yachachamim mevatel d'var Torah b'sheva al tasa halo lo matzina b'shum makom shetiknu chachamim liftar mitzvah tefillin ve'ein zeh ela minug v'tamua ech niskabel minug sheish b'mitl mitzvah zaseh. And he wonders, and he quotes other makoros about this, how is that possible? So he comes up with a chiddush. V'nira, the mitzvah tefillin ain't a mugderes klal b'zman nesuyim. Really, tefillin has no shear. Tefillin is not 1 second. Tefillin is not all day. Ella, what is it? U'mitzvasa sheyishtadel ha'adam kechol shebiyado sheyu atefillin alav. Tefillin should be on you whenever halachically possible. That's the shear. Whenever halachically possible, tefillin should be on you. So, if you're as in earlier generations when Kavana was better, there was less Hazadas, then it's possible, halakhically possible, to fill in on longer. Bisman is this, not that there's any bittul. The mitzvah only applies when it is halakhically permissible to wear the tefillin. So if we know we're going to have many Hesach Hadas, so then that's why there is no mitzvah. It's not that there's a bittul on mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. It's similar, not exactly, but similar to the stipler in Mesechas Bracha says, when is there a chiyuv to learn? When I'm sleeping, there's a chiyuv to learn Torah. I'm being mevatel. It's bittul Torah when I go to sleep. It's bittul Torah when I eat something and I'm not learning. Is that true? So says the disciple, no. When's the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? Every free moment. Every free moment that I have to learn. So again, when I have to do all my tzrachim, then that's not called a free moment. Obviously, I can't structure my day that I only have 15 minutes of free moments. That's not being honest. But if somebody is honest and does everything properly, every free moment, so not every second, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that there are certain needs. So similar, L'mad Avadomeh, is this, Mrs. Tfilin, according to the Menachas Asher, is that. That is a quote from the Rambam. The Rambam says that the person, Tzorach Adam lehishtadel, v'lios analav kol hayom. What is yishtadel? He should try to have him. Is it mechuyev? Is it not mechuyev? The answer is it's not mechuyev. It's yishtadel. He should try. Amra Rav, Tamiz Rabbeinu Kadosh. He didn't walk 4 amos without tefillin. He didn't walk 4. So what? It's Rav? But if it's a chiyuv, it's a chiyuv. The answer is it's not a chiyuv. For Rav, it was a chiyuv. It's the chiyuv of tefillin is whenever halachically permissible. That's when the ikar mitzvah of tefillin is. And then he quotes, he relates it. He relates it to Talmud Torah as well. When you're mevatel mitzvah tefillin, it's not because that you're mevatel mitzvah say, but you are not mechabev the mitzvah to try to be osik in it the best that you can. Anyway, this is in Simon Chav Dalet in Parshas Bo. A lot to talk about by tefillin, but that is related to the issue that Tosas brings up, that tefillin is like sukkah, that the chiyuv is constant.
According to him, you should put on tefillin for mincha.
According to him, you should put on tefillin for mincha. Rav Sternbach writes in a tshuva, he wonders why that is not done. Rav Sternbach wonders why we don't put on tefillin for mincha. He says, if he had his druthers, if it was up to him, he would put on tefillin for mincha, and some, you know, I'm not sure if he, at the end, what he said, I never daven with him, you gotta ask those in Yeshiva Dakota, he's there in the afternoon, and other yeshivas, he's learning the, I don't know what he does, in his own minyan, but he says that, misvara, he thinks you should put on tefillin for mincha. Okay, Svardim on fast days put on tefillin for mincha, right, but generally we don't. Meisvei says the Gemara, last word of Memheva base. So we got to discuss a little bit about tefillin. We'll talk a little bit more a little later. Meisvei ha'osa sokala atzma omer bevarach shechyanu. So what did we just say? We had different shitas about when do you say a bracha of leishev and atilas lulav. Some say 1 day, some say 7 days. So we're going to ask Akasha on some of those opinions. Ha'osa sokala atzma, if you make a lulav for yourself. What is make a lulav? So l'chora means making the eged, tying the meaning together. Is this only according to the opinion of lulav tzarech eged, or even according to Madamari ain't tzarech eged, but it's still a hiddur? Unclear. Either way, but it says if you make a lulav for yourself, omer baruch shechianu v'kimanu v'kimanu l'zman hazeh. The shechianu for lulav is made b'shas igud. An amazing opinion. Natzlu, let's say, the Yerushalmi, which I think we might have mentioned before, the Yerushalmi also says you make a brach b'shas asiyah, but the Yerushalmi goes one step further. Not only the bracha of Shechyanu, but you make a separate bracha on making the lulav. Like la'asos, b'shas certain mitzvahs. The Yerushalmi has it by sukkah, Yerushalmi has it by tefillin, by other opinions, but the Yerushalmi has, even by making chefzah shal mitzvahs, you make a bracha of la'asos, the mitzvah, la'asos, the chefzah. only by certain ones, as we'll talk about after we finish this, but at least by some of them you have a mitzvah, a bracha of asiyah. The Bavli at least had the opinion of making the bracha of shechianu. Not to lulav tzeis bo, once you take the lulav to shake, omer, that's when you say, baruch ha-shechel shem lulav tzeivanu, al netzilas lulav. The other bishah birach alav yom rishon, chozer mevarach alav kol shiva. Even though you made the bracha of lulav the first day, you make a bracha all 7 days. So this brisa holds lulav, you make a bracha all 7 days. So it's a kasha on Rebbe Yochanan, the first Rebbe Yochanan, who holds lulav as yom echad. Next part of the brisa holds a sukkah l'atzmo. If you make a sukkah for yourself, what's la'atzmo? What if you don't? If you make it for somebody else, you don't make a bracha. So either you don't make a bracha, or maybe the bracha would be different, right? We know in Hilchas Bracha sometimes the bracha you switch the ow and the lit, whether you do it for yourself or for others. So sukkah la'atzmo omer baruch shechianu v'kibanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. So you make the sukkah, you make say baruch shechianu nichnas leishibo. Once you go in to sit, omer asher k'nasham v'lezvado leishibo sukkah v'kibish shibirch yarishon shuvenu mavarich. So by sukkah it says only the first day. I'm sorry, I could have a Rambam Zmanim. I forgot a Rambam Zmanim. So says the Brisa, by lulav is all 7 days, sukkah is only 1 day. So it's a stira on the opinions that said otherwise earlier. Kasha lulav, lulav, kasha sukkah, asukkah. Thank you very much. So kasha lulav at sukkah. So what do we say? So bishlama, lulav, alulav says, let's just finish and then we'll call back. Bishlama, lulav, alulav, kasha. There's no stira between lulav, what the opinions that said one, and this Brisa that says seven. Kabbaz vashem bishvitishkayim, kabbaz vashem bishvitishkayim. Is the base of Midrash standing? Meaning, is it to Oraisa or Drabanan? The Shita earlier that we said, this first Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, the second opinion that we quoted earlier, was the Chiluk to Oraisa or Drabanan. So this Brisa is Bizbalan Shabbos of Midrash Kayim. That's why you make a bracha on lulav all 7 days. Earlier, it was Drabanan, and this opinion holds, you don't make a bracha on Mrs. Drabanan. Ella Sukkah, Sukkah Kasha, what about Sukkah? The earlier, some Shita said seven, and this Brisa said one. So Tanoi, that's really Machlokas Tanoim. Titania, as Tosfos said earlier, comparing Sukkah and Tfilin, really where he got that from was the following. Following three lines. Tfilin, because the Gemara here compares tfilin and sukkah. Tfilin, kazan shabinichan mavarech alayin, divrei Rebbe. Tfilin, whenever you put them on, you make a bracha. V'chachamim omer, inu mavarech ala shachris bovad. Chachamim say, no, you only make a bracha in the morning, in shachris. So that machlokas is taken over also to sukkah. Okay, a few things to talk about. We've mentioned that the Yishama that I mentioned before, just to mention it again, Yishama says you make a bracha not only of Shechianu by making certain chefses, but even a birchas hamitzvah of la'asos hasukkah. The Netziv has a discussion in Kuf Samach Tes, the third to last Shiltos. Third to last, where the Shiltos Lashon is, the Mechayvin de Beis Yisrael, Lame'evin mitalalta u'mesiv bashev ayome. Bnei Yisrael mechuyev to build a sukkah and sin in it all 7 days. And it says, and the Netziv is bothered. Why does the Yishilto say the part of the Chiv is to build it? We don't need to build it. Build it to sit in it. Right? You don't have to build your sukkah. Maybe, at most, Rabbi Eliezer, who we had earlier, you have to have this personal relationship with your sukkah. You have to sit in it all 7 days. You can't be yotzi with anybody else's sukkah. But we don't pass in that way. And even if you were passing that way, it's still a chiddush. So where do you get this from? So that's where the Netziv comes up with this chiddush of the idea of a hechsher mitzvah haksuva b'Torah. There are different types of preparatory stages of mitzvahs. There's preparatory stages that are alluded to in the Torah. Those have more significance in halacha. One of them is chag asukas tasa lecha asiya. So obviously it's tasa to make your chag, but that's an allusion to building your sukkah. Says the Netziv, that any hechsher mitzvah haksuva b'Torah has different halachas than a hechsher mitzvah she'ina ksuva b'Torah. For example, would the principle of osek b'mitzvah patar mina mitzvah apply only by a hechsher mitzvah haksuva b'Torah? Would the principle we mentioned yesterday of mitzvah bo yosemi b'shlucho apply? It's better for you to do it than for your friend to do it. That also might only be an idea by a hechsher mitzvah haksuva b'Torah. Is there a havamina to make a bracha by a hechsher mitzvah? Says the Netziv, only by hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah. And that's why if you look in the Yerushalmi, and if you look in the Bavli, in Menachos, there are havaminas by tefillin, by mezuzah, by sukkah, by tzitzis, by all of these, because there it's va'asu lahem tzitzis, uchsavtu mezuzah b'sechah b'sherecha. There's an allusion to the making of the objects of mitzvah. Only there would we say that there's a havamina, or even a maskana by the Yerushalmi, of making a bracha on making the chetzah shel mitzvah, but not by others. What about our Gemara has it by lulav, the shechianu at least. Maybe lulav has a connection to sukkah. But either way, that is the discussion of the Netziv in Kuf Samach Tes related to that Yerushalmi. Okay, that is one issue. Next, the Gemara also brought up nichnas leishev bo. If you go in to sit in the sukkah, so then you make a bracha of leishev sukkah. When exactly are you supposed to make the bracha of leishev sukkah? when are you supposed to make the bracha leishiv asukkah? So generally, what do we say? When you go in, do you have to sit? Do you have to stand? Do you have to... Generally, we're not makbid. Okay, whatever, you make the bracha. The minhag is, we paskin like those rishonim. Not the minhag, the halacha is, we paskin those rishonim. Hopefully, we'll get to it a little later. They only make a bracha when you go eat. If you just go in to talk, if you just go in to sleep, we paskin, you don't make a bracha leishiv asukkah. Major machlokas rishonim about this. All the shitas are there. But we paskin, you only make a bracha when you go eat. But there is a shita of the Rambam. And this Rambam is very important for Hilchas Shabbos. You can look throughout Hilchas Shabbos and the Rambam, and all 30 prakim, and you will not find how the Rambam made Kiddush. Did the Rambam and Sidra stand for Kiddush? You won't find it in Hilchas Shabbos. You'll find it in Hilchas Sukkah. Why in Hilchas Sukkah? Because the Rambam here says in Hilchas Sukkah, in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis, calls Bachi Yikarnes Fleishiv, a Sukkah called Shiva, says the Rambam, whenever you go into the Sukkah, Mivarech Kodem Sheyeshev. The Rambam paskens, you have to make a bracha before you sit down. Of Leishev Basukkah. Leishev means to sit. You have to make a bracha over Lasi Asan. So that's the Rambam. Asher Kedishav, Yodos Yivado, Leishev Basukkah. Ubelele Yomtif Harishon, Mevarech Al Asukkah, Vachachach, Mevarech Al Asman. Umesadak Al Abrachas Al Akos. Nimsa. So because you have to stand up for the bracha, said the Rambam, you know what? It comes out, Mekadesh Me'umad, Umavarech Leishev Basukkah. V'yoshev, V'yachachach, Mevarech Al Asman. You make Kiddush standing. And then the Rambam says, "V'kazeh ha'yamina grabosai v'rabanei svarad l'kadish me'umad b'leil rishon shel chag ha'sukkos kamosha bi'arnim." So my rabbeim made kiddush standing up on Sukkot night. Mashma, that it's only because of this bracha issue of leishiv he made a kiddush standing. Otherwise, he was sitting. That's what is mashma from this Rambam. Again, nowhere in Hilchos Shabbos, only here in Hilchos Sukkah. That is the sheet of the Rambam. Again, if you look at Hilchos Shabbos, all the minhagim are quoted by earlier sources. Sitting in the middle, sitting the whole thing, standing because of the Yom HaShishi, you have to stand, so you stand for the whole thing, the Arizal. Whatever one does, one should follow their minhag. There's basis for each minhag in the poskim. But this is the sheet of the Rambam. That you make a bracha, yeah? Vav Yud Beis in Hilchos Sukkah. The Rosh quotes this Rambam and he disagrees forcefully. The Rosh says, yeah, because the Rambam here in our Gemara in Siman Gimel, he quotes, the Rambam Svara must be over Lasi Yassam. But he says, Ulu Dvarav, Ha'isarach Lavarach Kodem Shikanispa. Should make a bracha before you walk into the sukkah. Walking into the sukkah is also a mitzvah. Daknisihu a mitzvah v'loha yeshiva. Dimaya ochel me'umad. What if you eat a meal standing? Right, sometimes it's you go to a kiddush in a sukkah. There are no chairs. You eat the whole thing standing. Oh, there's no mitzvah. There's no leishev. There's no kvius. So you want to make a bracha? Elavade says the Rosh. Keep it the mitzvah sukkah. Hiachila v'tiol im avarech achar sheyeshev mikvishah over lasi yasan. It's still over lasi yasan. V'chein b'sukkah mitzvah nimsheches kol zman achila. U'pasukas teishvu pirish tisakvu k'mova yeshev ha'am b'kadesh. Right, v'chein u'pesach o'amoy teishvu. What, they have to sit the whole zayin yimei miluim? No, teishvu just means to sit there. So therefore, the Rosh argues, we generally assume like the Rosh, that you don't have to dafka make the bracha standing. Some people dafka sit when they make the bracha of leishiv asukkah. Just the opposite, to have more of a kviyas. Either way, that is the sheet of the Rambam, which is important for Hilchas Kiddush. Shechiyanu. Tosfos here. Every Tosfos on this Amud Aleph can have a 45-minute shiur, an hour shiur related to it. We'll have to get it into 2.5 minutes for each tosis. But again, today's daf, once you know, Yosumi Masha la Nilmod Hayom Kasuf Khan, and we should just enjoy as much as we could do. So the second tosis says, when do you say Shechiyanu? Some mitzvahs you do say Shechiyanu, some mitzvahs you don't say Shechiyanu. What's the rule? When do you say Shechiyanu? You make a Shechiyanu by a Pidyon HaBen, you don't make a Shechiyanu by a Bris Milah outside of Israel. You make a Shechiyanu by certain mitzvahs, not by other mitzvahs. You make a Shechiyanu, Tosfos says, by Sukkah and by Lulav. And what about Tefillin and Tzitzis? You don't make Shechiyanu. There's a discussion in the Shach and the Taz. What about the first time you put on your Tefillin? You know, do you say Shechiyanu? Achlokel Shach and Taz. So Mishnah Berurah seems to say that maybe Rosh Shlomo Zalman said that I think you should wear a new item the day of your bar mitzvah. So the day of the chiv, that the chiv really kicks in, that you should be yotzei zayin both. Anyways, Tosfos asked that kasha. Tosfos has two ideas. When do you say Shechiyanu? Tosfos. Sarach lefarish tam maishna the ish mishnah tiknu mitzvah solo tiknu. So Tosfos says number one v'nira 5 lines from the end of Tosfos v'nira de mitzvah sheyesha lehasimcha tiknu Shechiyanu. Maybe a mitzvah that has simcha associated with it has Shechiyanu. So what mitzvahs have simcha? It's that you got to figure out. So Tosfos seem to say lulav and sukkah because that's associated with the mitzvah. Mila versus pidyon haben, that's a big discussion. Pidyon haben has simcha, so some say pidyon haben you're yotzi micheskas nefel. Right, the child is 31 days old now, so that's why maybe there's more simcha. Mila, there's no shechianu according to Bali Tosfos. Why? Either because it's sarad yinuka, the child screaming, it's not appropriate to say a shechianu. The cheskas nefel, the child's still a nefel. Either way, that's Bali Tosfos. The Rambam paskes you do say shechianu by bris mila, and the minig in Eretz Yisrael, at least in Yerushalayim, the minig in many places, is to say a shechianu by a bris. My brother, first couple sons, he had here in America, so no shechianu. The last son he had in Eretz Yisrael, he made a shechianu. Right, that's based on the Rambam. The Rambam says you say shechianu by bris mila. That's the machlokas we've shown him. When this Tosfos here obviously holds, you don't say shechianu. But that is number one, an idea of simcha. Number two, we quote Rav Shri Ragon, who says, last line, to be inan midi da'asi mizman lizman. Anything that comes from time to time. I mean, that's a totally different in Mishraev. Yontif. Yontif comes from time to time. Even separate from the simcha aspect, it's a yontif. If you look in the last she'iltos, still with an Nitziv today, Kuf Ayin Aleph, the last she'iltos, the Nitziv says, you know what? I just finished my sefer, and I'm very happy about this. Do I say Shechianu that I finished my sefer? You know what? Let's talk about Shechianu. So he talks about Shechianu in the last she'iltos. He talks about the different chiyuv of Shechianu. He quotes this idea from Tosfos. The bracha zu niskana al shnei ofanim. Chada al simchas ha'adam haba mehana'a b'mikra. Hana'a that you get b'simcha, like you buy a new house. Bana b'yis chadash, the kelim chadashim. The old niskana al zmana over mishana l'shana kemobur agolim. And he quotes, the first one is definitely a chiyuv. He ends up saying you do say Shechianu by when you finish a sefer gadol like that. He's very excited about it. But that's the first type of b'chai. So mitzvah sheish la simcha is not just mitzvahs. It's even other items that are not mitzvah that have to do with simcha. This is why, though, just one other point about mila pidyon haben, which I didn't mention before. Tosfos in Bechorah says the reason you have a brach shechianu by pidyon haben and not by mila is because it's so rare. Pidyon haben you don't have if it's a girl first, if it's a cesarean, if there was other Kohen Levi, right? So, but mila. You have a Kanai Nahara, you have many bris milas. That's why there's a Shechianu by Pidyon haben and not by Mila. Yeah.
When you have the baby.
So that's a Simcha idea, right? Shechianu versus Atova Metiv.
It goes back to
Nefal. So at that moment there's Simcha, because you're not thinking about that right now. You're not thinking about it, but you're right. But again, where does that bracha, based on Gemara and Brachas, talks about it. But you're right, there's a Shechianu, but according to those we showed, they say there's no Shechianu by a bris. You know, maybe the bris itself is creates more sakana. So maybe that's why. Rav Soloveitchik has the chakira in his sefer. When we make a shechianu along with a mitzvah, does it become part of the birchos hamitzvah, or is it something separate? Is it like another bracha? It's more connected to shachar v'hudah, l'ayin afkamina over lasiyasan. Do you have to say your shechianu before you do it? Or the different minhagim about Neris Chanukah, for example. Neris Chanukah, do you say all the brachas? Where Ramah quotes, you say all three brachas, let's say the first night, before you light. And what about the rest of the nights? So the Ma'aril, which the Ramah quotes, you may eat all the brachas beforehand. But some briskers have the minhag of saying the lahadlik before they light, and shasanizim afterwards, because shasanizim is a brachas shachar v'hudah, it has to be as a reaction to seeing the lights. So what about the shechianu? If the shechianu is afterwards, so that... You know, is that if that's a berachas mitzvah, it should be beforehand. It's a discussion what you should do. Pidyon haben, we say the shechianu before we do the pidyon haben, while by bris mila, the shechianu is done. If you make the shechianu, the Rambam paskens, the shechianu, the avi haben says after the mila. So you can be mechalik even between different mitzvahs, whether the shechianu takes on the character of a berachas mitzvah or not. Okay, that's some discussion of shechianu. Now we move on. Itmar. A third of the way down. Itmar by Amar Yechus like a Rebbe. Abai says the halacha is like Rebbe, who said that you make a bracha every time you put on your tefillin, each day, many times a day. Rav Amar Yechus like a Rabbanan. Amar Rav Mari bra deba Shaul. So Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shaul, says Chazina leila Rava delava kishmaitse. I saw Rava who didn't paskin like he said. Rava said we paskin like Rabbanan, but I saw him go like Rebbe. I saw him go to the bathroom. He came out and washed his hands. And he put on tefillin and he made a new bracha. And when the next time, a couple hours later, he went back into the bathroom. And he went back and he made a new bracha. So I saw he didn't paskin like he said he did, that he only make one bracha. I saw he make a number of brachas. So lemaisa, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it seems like if you take off your tefillin to go to the bathroom, like this gemara, you do make a new bracha. Some Achronim suggests that maybe that only applies to gedolim, but not to ketanim.
because our makom beis akisa liktanim is much cleaner, right? And maybe there's a plumbing system. So there is a serious shaila. Some poskim say there is no new bracha if you take off your tefillin liktanim, only likdolim, or if you go into the makom likdolim at least. That is why you got to ask your local posek what to do in that case. The big discussion in the Nosek Kalim on the tour is what about talis? Talis, the tour seems to say, same thing. You take off your talis, go to the bathroom, new bracha. But other, the Bach and others say that maybe it's not the same. Why? Because Be'ikir Hadin, you can wear your talis into the bathroom. So it's not called a hefsek, even though you took it off. We wear tzitzis into the bathroom. We take off our tzitzis every time we go to the bathroom. So we take off our talis. Why? Either it's covered, or some suggest it's a beged miyuchad l'tfila. That's why some people take off their kittel when they go to the bathroom. Why? Because it's a beged miyuchad l'tfila. I once was speaking to somebody who wore a strimal. So I saw he took off his strimal before he went into the bathroom. I said, what? You take off your strimal before you? He says, yeah, it's a beged l'tfila. I said, oh, okay, I learned something. So he said, so any beged miyuchad l'tfila, you know, also if you take it off, but that's not Ikar Adin. That's minog. You take it off. So many poskim paskin that if you take off your talus, you do not make a new bracha when you put it in your talus, because the bathroom does not create a hefsek. Masha'enkin, tefillin. Tefillin is Ikar Adin. You're not allowed to wear the tefillin in. So that is how it seems by many poskim. But again, by tefillin, there are those who say not to make a new bracha. And even if you do make a new bracha, many say only lahaniach and not al mitzvahs, because there's already a machlokas whether you're supposed to say al mitzvahs in the first place. So we paskin you do with a barach shame, but if you're putting it on the second time, maybe just the lahaniach. Okay, v'ananami k'Rabbi Avdinan, u'mavrachan kol shiva. We also go like Rebbe and make a bracha all 7 days on Sukkah. Like Rebbe said, you make a bracha each time on tefillin. Amar mar peri. Amar mar zutra. Chazino leilu Rav Papi to call emes to monach tefillin mevarich. I saw that every time Rav Papi put on tefillin, he made a new bracha. Rabbanan de Biravashi call emes to mishamshi mu mevarichi. I saw that every time they moved their tefillin, every time they were mishamish, to make sure that tefillin was in the right spot, they made a new bracha. Right, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, based on the Rishonim, that were supposed to constantly, not over constantly, but generally every little while, to make sure our tefillin is in the right spot. Oh, just to mention a story. I think I mentioned half of this story a few days ago, but I remembered yesterday in the middle of the day the second half of the story. And that is the Ramah quote that has to do with tefillin and being mishamish with your tefillin. That's why I thought of it here. Right? The Ramah quotes by sitting in a sukkah when it's raining, that if you sit in a sukkah while it's raining, nikra hedyot. So the sons of the Divrei Chaim was once sitting in a sukkah when it was raining, and he didn't want to get out of the sukkah. We mentioned Alpi Chasidus that if you have more tzar leaving the sukkah, you can stay in the sukkah. So they asked him, but the Ramah says nikra hedyot. So he says, I'll be a hedyot in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's okay, I'll be a hedyot. I'd rather be a hedyot in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That part I remember. But the other half of the story, the Divrei Chaim, the same Sansa Rebbe, has a very charif shita that you're not supposed to use a mirror when you put on your tefillin to make sure that it's in the right spot. He says, no, mirrors, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya, a man's not allowed to look in the mirror. You know, he's a mirror. So the Briska Rav used a mirror. So they said, the Sansa Rav, the Divrei Chaim says that the Sansa Rebbe says whoever uses a mirror is nikra hedyot. That's the Lashon. So they tell the Briska Rav, aren't you a hedyot? I'll be a hedyot in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So the same thing that the Divrei Chaim says about Sukkah, he said about what the Divrei Chaim says about tefillin, about being mishamish with your tefillin on. So again, generally, the Minhag Olam is if you want to use your mirror, you use your mirror. But that is the story. So I'll call it. So now if anybody wants to say a Kaddish afterwards, there was some Agadah here, and it'll be wonderful. Okay, so it says the Rav Ashi, every time they move their tefillin, they made a bracha. Tosas discusses what bracha do you make when you put your tefillin in the right spot. Tosas in Dibur Maskel Dechol Emas. Do you make a new bracha of Lohaniach? It's like putting on the tefillin again, or is it just Lishmar Chukav, which is the bracha they used to make when they took off their tefillin? So you should make this bracha when you're checking if it's in the right spot. So it says a suffix. He says mistabra. It's logical. He thinks the bracha is lishmar chukav. Okay, but either way, we don't make that bracha bizman hazeh. Even if the tefillin were out of the place and you put it back into place, we do not make a new bracha on the tefillin. Even though if you look in the earlier postgame, it seems like you should, but our minog, we do not make new brachas when we're just putting our tefillin back in the right spot. Amar v'yudam Shmuel mitzvah lul kol shiva. Shmuel says lulav is all 7 days, the mitzvah, and therefore you make a bracha all 7 days. Rav Shuben Levi Amar Yom Rishon mitzvahs lulav mikan ve'elch mitzvahs zakenim. Now Rav Shuben Levi says the rest of the days are only derabanan mitzvahs zakenim, therefore there's no bracha. These sheets, certain sheets hold, there's no brachos on mitzvahs derabanan. Rav Yochanan, Rav Yitzchak Amar kol yom mitzvahs zakenim v'afil yom Rishon. No, every day is a derabanan. Even the first day, Valkai Malad Yom Rishon Daraisa. What do you mean? The first day is a Daraisa. Ema Barmi Yom Rishon. You're right, excluding Yom Rishon. Ihachi Hanan Yeshua Ben Levi. So you have the same sheet as Yeshua Ben Levi. The first day is Daraisa, the rest is Rabbanan. Ema Vachin Rabbi Yitzchak. You're right. See, Rabbi Yitzchak also agrees. V'av Rav Savar Kol Shiva Mitzvahs Lulav. Rav also holds that all 7 days you make a bracha. D'amar Rabchiya, make a bracha, but not because it's daraisa, but because you make a bracha even under Rabbanans. As follows. D'amar Rabchiya Barashim Arav, Hamadag Ner Shal Chanukah Tzorek Lavarech, Neris Chanukah, Mrs. Rabbanan, you make a bracha. Revir Mi Amar Haroa Ner Shal Chanukah Tzorek Lavarech. Even if you see a Ner Chanukah, you make a bracha. Rashi points out, if you are not going to light yourself in your house, you make a new bracha. Again, they quote that some Achronim, sure if it was the Brisker Rav or Reb Chaim, they quote that whenever he used to go home on Chanukah night, he used to guard himself, cover his eyes, so he wouldn't see any menorahs. He didn't want to put himself into a suffix, making your brachas haroa. But again, that's generally like Rashi says, if you're going to light when you get home, even if you see one, you don't have to make the bracha then. But you have to make a brachas haroa. My mevarech, what brachas are near is Chanukah? Something to talk about, but first we'll finish. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Yom Risha Mahamalik Mavarach Shalosh, Hamorah Mavarach Shtayim. The first night, the one who's lighting makes three brachas, the one who is seized makes two brachas, right? The one who's lighting says Lahablik and Sha'asanisim and Shechianu, and the Roah leaves out Lahablik, Mikan Ve'elach, Malik Mavarach Shtayim, Baro Mavarach Achas. And the other nights, you leave out Shechianu, and you have two and one. My Mavarach, Baruch Hashem, 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 Milo Sasur, two psukim. Number one is Lo Sasur. You should always follow the words of the rabbis. Huge discussion. We alluded to it 2 days ago. Our minhagim included in Lo Sasur. That was a machlokas we had between Rashi 2 days ago and the Rambam. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amar Sha'al Avicha V'Yargecha. Right, ask your father and he will tell you. And your father means the Rabbanan. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Matzin Al Behedya. He has a Beferish. Amar Rav, Kol Shiva Mitzvahs Lulav. You don't have to be Medayik yet from Chanukah, but he says Beferish. Rav says you make a bracha on all the days on Lulav, even though it's the Rabbanan, just like you make a bracha on Neiris Chanukah. Period. Tosfos on the bottom asks, why do we have a brichas haroa here? You don't make a bracha when you see a beautiful lulav. You don't make a bracha when you see a great sukkah, right? Why do you? The only time you make a bracha when you see an object of a mitzvah is by Chanukah. Says Tosfos, we had a shiur on this a couple years ago. Mishum chavivus hanes, because of the love that Klal Yisrael have for the nes of Chanukah. That is why we make a bracha. That Tosfos says maybe because some people don't have houses, so that's why and they're not going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. But everybody has a lulav. Many people could get a lulav, so maybe that is the reason. But chavivas hanes, this idea of chavivas hanes comes up in a number of places in Rishonim. Tosfos in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Mem Dalid says that the leftover oil in the Shabbos candles, you can use for whatever you want afterwards, because it was Huxalem Mitzvah, and afterwards, it's not Huxalem Mitzvah anymore. But the Gemara says, Moser Shemen of Neris Chanukah, it says you should be Osa Madura Bifneasma. You should burn it. You have to burn it. You can't use it. Tosfos asks, why can't you use the leftover oil from the Neris Chanukah? Why is it different than Shabbos? Says Tosfos there, Mesech Shabbos, Mishum Chavivus HaNeis, because Bnei Yisrael have Chavivus for the Neis of Ner Chanukah, so we're Maksa Midaito Lagamre. So we're totally Maksa it, and we don't have it in our... we don't use the leftovers. That's a second example. A third example, the Rush in the first parakim Sachim, where all the Rishonim are figuring out, when do you say Au, when do you say Li, by Birchas HaMitzvah. So all Rishonim have different rules. The Ri, Rabbeinu Tam, everybody has different rules. When do you say Au, when do you say Li? One of the rules that the Rush quotes is, you say Au if you can do the bracha through a shliach. And you say Li if you have to do the mitzvah yourself. Le is yourself, and Al is through a shliach. And ask the Rosh, I le hadlik ner shel Chanukah. You could do a ner Chanukah through a shliach. Says the Rosh, Mishum chavivas hanes, we do it ourselves. Mishum chavivas, we do it ourselves, and that's why we say lahavak. Three examples, two Tosfosim and one Rosh, where when you see them bring this in a chavivas hanes. What does chavivas hanes mean? That was a separate shiur about, I don't know if it was on Shabbos, I don't think it was on the web, check in under the Moadim section, but it's about how this nes symbolizes the special connection between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that is the issue of chavivas hanes. Period. Why is there no break? There is a difference in the bracha. One might be a bracha mitzvah, one might be a bracha shevach hoda. What? They're both connected to the mitzvah. That's why you say asher kedushanu. But still, they would be they are linked. Tanar Rabbanan, fifth line, fifth wide line. Hose sukkah lasma omer brach shachyanu. Nichlas leishi ba omer brach shachyanu. If you build a sukkah, you say shachyanu. If you go to sit in it, you say shachyanu leishi ba sukkah. Hose asu be madness. What if you didn't build your sukkah? It's built already. So when do you say shachyanu? Same shiach lechadish ba davar mevarach. If you could build something, so then you make the brach of shachyanu then, if you could add on a little bit. Im lav, look, shachyanu leishi ba mevarach shtayim. So if you didn't build a sukkah, then you make both brachas when you go in. Amar of Ashi, this is what we hold. Chazinu leiv kahana to come to lekula kisa this kedusha. We wait with all our brachas. We don't make any shechianos when we build our sukkah. We make all our brachos when we make kiddush. Period. Tana rabbanon. Hi, lavana mitzvahs harbe. Look at this amazing opinion. If you have a lot of mitzvahs in front of you to do, Omer baruch asher kedushanu mitzvahs v'sivanu al hamitzvahs. I have to do 10 different mitzvahs, so I say beforehand al hamitzvahs, and that's my bracha. Rav Yehuda Omer no. Mevarach al kol achas achas v'fnei asur. Rav Yehuda says no, each one separately. Each one requires his own bracha. What kind of mitzvahs are we talking about? Says Rashi, mitzvahs harbe, lito lulav, leishe basukka, laniyat tefillin, lesate batzitzis. So it seems to be a whole potpourri of mitzvahs. All mitzvahs, any mitzvah that you do. The Ran in the Tshuva asks on the Rambam, because the Rambam paskins that when you're about to be mafresh, trumas, umaisers, and maisershenim, and arla, and bikurim, all these hafrashes, well, not arla and bikurim, but although the Rambam says you have to make a bracha on each one. Like Rabbi Yehuda. And if you made a bracha beforehand, ala afresha, on all of them, so then it's okay b'di'evet. Ask the Ran, how can it be okay b'di'evet? Does he pass it like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Chachamim? So says the Ran, he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, but by hafrashos, they're all really connected. They're all really one mitzvah. And that's why by hafrashos, it works. But if you're about to do 10 different mitzvahs, the Rambam, we're not passing that way. Because we pass to make a din like Rabbi Yehuda. But Rashi seems to say, you do all these different mitzvahs. Lulav, sukkah, tefillin, tzitzis. Oh, says Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shabbos. Tefillin on sukkahs is a raya that Rashi wrote tefillin chol hamoed. This Rashi, out of left field, there's a raya that Rashi was filling chalamoi. This is really, we discussed this in the past, again in the future hopefully, in Simon Laman Aleph, the Machlokas Bechaber and the Ramah, whether you wear tefillin or chalamoi, al pi Kabbalah, the Bechaber says not to wear tefillin, chalamoi is also an os, what's the makar, various Gemaras brought up, chalamoi is also an os not to wear tefillin, the Ramah says to do wear tefillin, the Taz says maybe make the bracha quietly, maybe don't make the bracha, maybe make a bracha al tanai, is it really tefillin, is it not? Okay, whatever, once you follow the minog, issue of losis kodadu, could you be in the same shul with and without tefillin? But either way, this Rashi is quoted by Rav Akiva Eger as a raya that he wore tefillin chalamoid. The Aruch Laner thinks maybe it's not such a raya, because put a comma. It should be sukkah lulav, comma, that's one group. Tefillin tzitzis, comma, another group. It's not all together. So maybe it's lav dafka raya. But either way, it's a great Rashi to remember for that sugya. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bracha on each one. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Papa. Today's not my fault because there's so much to say. Okay, Hilchasa Rabbi Yehuda. It looks like Rabbi Yehuda that you make a bracha on each mitzvah. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that you make a bracha on each mitzvah? Dechsiv Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Bless Hashem each day. You only make a bracha on during the day to Hashem and not at night. Ella, what does it mean? Each day give him some shevach related to the day. That's what it means. And hachanami, so to regarding every item, every mitzvah, you make a bracha related to each mitzvah specifically. There is everything Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Boreish look at his kosher bracha. Be the pasuk adam. Don't Hashem is not like people. Me this pasuk adam kli reikon machzik mole eno machzik by human beings. If you have an empty bowl, you can fit something in it. If the bowl is full, you can't fit anything in there anymore. Avam is hakadosh baruch hu. No, Hashem is just the opposite. Mole machzik. If somebody is full of Torah, so then he could get even more Torah. Reikon, if somebody is empty and he doesn't have the basic tools, enomachs, then he can't get anything. Shemar v'haim shemoa tishma, shemoa tishma, v'imlav lo tishma. If you've heard before, the more you learn, the easier it is to learn. The more dafim you do, the easier it is the next daf you do. You get on a roll. Im shemoa tishma, the more havana that you have, so then the more you're going to be able to have more havana. The Dubna Magid says, the Dubna Magid gives a mashal that usually when we want something, it's the teva of a person. When we want something, once we get it, we don't want it anymore so much. Right? If you have a taiva for something, once you get it, okay, you're full, you don't want it anymore. By Torah, it's just the opposite. The more you have, or does it say in Koheles? We just read it. Oev kesef lo yispa kesef. Oev mitzvah, that's by kesef, but many, but he says maybe it doesn't apply. But oev mitzvahs and oev Torah lo yispa Torah, the Bali Musar say. And the more Torah you have, the more Torah you want, because we have a deeper appreciation of it. Dover acher, Another pshat, im shamoa b'yashon tishma b'chadash. If you hear yashon, what does that mean? If you chazer, Rashi says. If you review your learning, tishma b'chadash, then you'll be able to understand the new better. Right, Rashi says, right in the on the second skinny, the first skinny line, mechazer al talmudcha sheshamata. If you chazer, then toma mechadash, tishchakim b'bohavim d'ram chadashim. The more you chazer, the more you have a deeper understanding of what you learn. Tishma, and if not, then you won't be able to understand it in the future. Period. Miatinokos, back to, okay, there's a lot more to say on those lines, but what can we do? Miatinokos, so the Mishnah said, the last line of the Mishnah had said, we had two pshatim, what this last line meant. Either the Gdolim grabbed the Esroger from the Ktanim, and use them, and there's no gazelle, and there's no darki shalom, or miyad kama, immediately the ketanim started using their esrogim for toys. Two pshatim we had. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, either way, we're going to ask a kasha on the Mishnah. Esrog b'shvi, aser b'shmini mutter. There's no tachlin today, so we have an extra 2 minutes also. Esrog on Hoshana Rabbah. Shvi is Hoshana Rabbah. Sukkah is aser the entire day of Hoshana Rabbah. Even after you've sat in it for the last time, you cannot benefit from it in any way. B'shvi aser b'shmini mutter. But you're allowed to get benefit on Shmini Atzeres. Let's assume we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, where Shmini Atzeres you do not sit in a sukkah. So on Shmini Atzeres you're allowed to do whatever you want with a sukkah, because it's no longer aser. Sukkah afilu b'shmini asura. That's Esrog. I'm sorry, my mistake. Esrog you're allowed to on Hoshana Rabbah, not on Hoshana Rabbah, and yes on Shmini Atzeres, but sukkah is aser even on Shmini Atzeres. Rish Lakish Amar, no, Esrog afilu b'shmini nami mutter. Rish Lakish says right after you finish using your Esrog on Hoshana Rabbah it's mutter. But my commitment, what's this machlokas about? Marsover the mitzvah says katsoy, marsover the kuliyom is katsoy. The machlokas is whether it's huksa le mitzvaso, and huksa le mitzvaso means right after you finish doing the mitzvah, you could use it, and that's Reish Lakish. Or do you say huksa le mitzvaso turns into huksa le kolayom? And if something is huksa le mitzvaso during the day, then it's muksa for the rest of the day. That's the machlokas. Tosis here deals with what about a few weeks ago we had Rabbi Chaninu who took a bite out of his esrog even before he used it. Did he make a tznai? That's Tosis's question here. Ace Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish asked on Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. Miatinoka showed that it's lovein v'ochlan esrogayan. My love who wasn't l'gdolim. Right, our Mishnah says that either the children or the gdolim use the esrog on that day. So you, Rabbi Yochanan, say it's usur. So isn't it huadin l'gdolim? And based on the different opinions, you'd have to what the pshat of the line was. You have to figure out what this line means. My dalav huadin l'gdolim. Let's go with Tosfos Ashita, that the second opinion of Tosfos. Again, Rashi explains how he reads it. Just like it said over there that Miyad, the children, took their lulavs to play with, so too that same halacha would be with Gdolim, could use it, just like the kids use it, Gdolim would use it. So lo, Tinokas Davka, maybe only children used it, because it wasn't really Huxalim Mitzvaso if it was children's Esrogim. But really, you would say Huxalim Mitzvaso. The other way to read it, you can look at Rashi. Ika da Amrei, same Gemara with different version. Eis Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reb Yochanan asked Reish Lakish. Miyani Tinoka shov that is lovein v'ochlan esrogeim. Tinoka zin gedolim lo. Doesn't this only apply to Tinoka? So what did know? Dafilu gedolim. V'adani Tinoka is urcha de mil saktani. Okay, so that's how you fit it into the Mishnah. Amalei Reb Pabla Abaya. So what did we just say? That according to Reb Yochanan, he holds it's muksa for the entire day of Hoshana Rabbah. So the question is, what's the difference between sukkah and lulav? Amalei Reb Pabla Abaya, L'Reb Yochanan, Maishna sukkah, Maishna esrog. Why is sukkah also asur on Shmini Atzeres? Well, esrog is only asur on Hoshana Rabbah. Amalei sukkah, the chazi lemen ha-shmashes, the esrog amalei sudasa boy, mesa b'gavah, umecha b'gavah. Since sukkah, at any moment, if you want to eat, so then you have to go into the sukkah. So all the way until the very last second of the day, if you want to eat, you have to sit in the sukkah. So even once you reach Ben HaShmashis, it's going to be Asur. It's Gatsar LeBen HaShmashis. So it's even a muksa throughout twilight. And Umiga is Gatsar LeBen HaShmashis, Gatsar LeKuliyama Deshmini. And as we know from Masechta Shabbos, Ben HaShmashis is the crucial time for determining muksa for the following day. So by sukkah, it's muksa l'mitzvaso, even at Ben HaShmashis, between Hoshana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, it's going to be muksa the entire day of Shmini Atzeres. Esrog to l'chazi l'Ben HaShmashis. But Esrog, which is not fit for Ben HaShmashis, Rashi says you're already yotze during the day. So it's not fit for Ben HaShmashis, lois Gatsar LeBen HaShmashis, the lois Gatsar LeKuliyama Deshmini. And therefore, that's why Esrog is mutter and Shmini Atzeres, while sukkah is not. V'Levi Amar Esrog afilu b'Shmini Aser. Levi says no, Esrog is Aser even on Shmini, because maybe you will use it during that time. V'Avud Shmuel Amar Esrog b'Shvi Aser b'Shmini Mutter. That's what Avud Shmuel says. Kal Avud Shmuel b'Shidas the Levi Kamer b'Zeira b'Shidas Avud Shmuel. Avud Shmuel switch opinions, and Reb Zeira took his place. The Amar Reb Zeira Esrog Shenifzala Aser Lochla Kol Shiva. As Reb Zeira says, an Esrog that became even pasul, the pitim dropped off. you still are not allowed to use it called Shiva. Why? Because it was Huksa Lemitzvasa. Okay, period. We'll have to stop here, and we will continue Bez Hashem. Proofs of the Marshal.
That because
Bein
HaShvashah
should
still have to eat the sukkah.
Most people would probably know. Oh, the Marshal, Bein HaShvashah sitting in the sukkah. Well, the Taz might say sitting in the sukkah, but he says you don't have to worry about the Leishes. But the Marshal and the Taz about waiting, Shmini Atzeres. Right, so we'll talk a bit more about it. Tomorrow is the daf about sitting in the sukkah, Shmini Atzeres. So, that's Leibedik. Well, today's shiur was L'Refuah Shleima. Daniel Dobin Rashka, sponsored by the Ginsburg family, should have a refuah shalem.